Well, farmers are reporting that their crops have been flattened, and the Whitsunday mayor says parts of his patch look like a war zone. Lucy Carter has our report.
Memories of Cyclone Debbie are going to take a long time to fade.
I'm shattered, to tell you the truth, both emotionally and physically. I've just gone through the most probably worst 24 hours that I've sort of ever experienced, I think, in my 53 years.
Julie is from Collinsville, a tiny mining town southwest of Bowen. She says roofs have been ripped off homes and the local pub.
We just could not believe the enormity of the raging winds and the power that was behind it.
The Whitsunday Islands and nearby coastline appear to have been the hardest hit by Debbie. Whitsunday Mayor Andrew Wilcox spoke to News 24 from Bowen, where heavy rain is continuing to fall.
Bowen looks a bit like a war zone, but the good thing about it is doesn't seem to be a hell of a lot of structural damage. So there's a lot of trees down, we've lost a few awnings, there's signs blown over. Probably our biggest issue at this present point in time is the amount of power lines that are down and power lines covering the roads.
Popular holiday spots like Hamilton Island and Daydream Island have reported serious damage. Former ABC journalist Jessica Swan is on Daydream Island, which is running low on water.
There's no toilets, there's no taps, there's nothing like that. So what they're going to do is they are intending to get us all off the island. At this stage, they haven't advised how they're going to do that, because as you would be well aware, the Queensland Marine Authority still has waterways closed.
On the Whitsunday coast at Airlie Beach, Jenny and her husband Clive were shocked at the ferocity of the cyclone.
We're decimated up here on the hill. We've got indoor swimming pools now. Like, Airlie Beach is like, the hill's like a moonscape.
One thing I did find out is that last loop was pretty useless in 200k full of full frontal winds. We managed to ship a bit of water inside. We were all right the first half of the match, and then half time it all changed and really good at flogging. The wind turned to the north, and it was the one that did all the damage.
Cyclone Debbie also wreaked havoc for farmers. Proserpine local cane growers chairman Glenn Clark says they were just weeks away from harvest.
The crop of cane is about 2 or 3 metres tall, or 3 or 4 metres tall. It's just like a steamroller has driven over the top, and it's probably now about knee to waist high, so they can see over it for miles.
He says many growers in the region will be in a similar situation, with roughly $70 million worth of sugarcane affected.
Well, they're all pretty much saying the same thing. The crops have been flattened, and they haven't had a chance to have a look outside yet, but it's not looking real good.
Dave, from the town of Serena, south of Mackay, says the clean-up in his area is being hampered by strong winds.
Oh, mate, you reckon we got it yesterday. You should be here last night and this morning. I don't know what's going on, but we're getting gusts a good 30 kilometres stronger than yesterday, mate. I reckon they're getting up to 130, 140 and 150.
Mackay Mayor Greg Williamson says while the cyclone threat has passed, flooding is now a major concern.
About 800 mils have already fallen in our catchment areas, and that's swollen our river systems right now. We've got a few more high tides to go. That's certainly going to give us a lot of work to do in preparing the community to meet now a flooding issue which is going to arise over the next couple of days.
As the damage and destruction of Cyclone Debbie continues to be assessed, one happy story has emerged. A woman gave birth to a baby girl at the Airlie Beach Ambulance Station this morning. Paramedic David Hartley.
Our paramedics are very clever people in times of adversity, and they made use of a local doctor who was able to attend and assist with the birth, which happened in a very controlled environment, and all reports are the baby's doing extremely well.
The mother resisted numerous calls to name the little girl Debbie. She's instead been called Billiana.
Lucy Carter reporting.